Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls, Dungeons and Goodman, and we're live because we want to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. This is Soul Class number 45 because we want to stay alive, as we just said, and strive to bring our positivity into the creation despite the fact that negative vibes just keep on coming, but they're soon going to be unbecoming as they're revealed in the source to be nothing at all in the life of the positivity of the life of the Most High, empowering righteous children of Israel, righteous children of Noach, in the 45th class of Soul Class. Soul being an acronym for S-7-O-O, or oldest or original, U, universal air laws, which entail seven general introductory connections to the Torah for the children of Noah and also for all the inhabitants of the world. That is, one, not to curse the Most High with the name of the Most High. Number two, not to, which is blasphemy, by the way. Two, not to serve idols. Number three, not to commit premeditated murder. Four, not to commit adultery. Five, not to steal. Six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it is still alive. Number seven, to bring up righteous statutes across all the lands of this creation for each and every nation in this generation. A soulful revelation, like clothing the poor, educating the poor, clothing the naked, feeding the hungry. Not just spiritually, but physically as well. This class also is dedicated, as brought out in the prophetic teachings of Yeshayahu Navi, the Isaiah the prophet, Navi Agula, the prophet of redemption, who says in chapter 55, verse 6, seek the Most High where he can be found. Call upon him when he is near. Let the wicked one forsake his way and the iniquitous man his thoughts, and let him return to Hashem the Most High, and he will show him mercy to our Creator, for he is abundantly forgiving. Going on to verse, we just read verse 6 and 7. Now verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, such is the word of the Most High. 55:9, as high as the heavens over the earth, so am I always higher than your ways, and my thoughts in your thoughts. So therefore, when a person comes to disrespect another person, the person disrespected should try in a humble and hopefully even to overcome their anger and disappointment and hurt, to overcome those feelings and rise up and connect even more powerfully to their divine image, which is testified to us by the mighty Levite prophet Moses in chapter 127 in Genesis. Go check it out. Every one of us has a divine image. Also, blessed souls, we have to know that all of us are graced with the ability to know and to understand that the unification of the Most High, which is known as Elukut in Hebrew, in upper level unifications, lower level unifications, and each person according to the understanding of the heart, and may the Most High help all of us to get to that understanding of the heart, because the Most High is found in every human heart. And King David wrote, "With all my heart I sought you, I seek you." And this seeking, blessed souls, is within the eye of the intellect in our heart, which is close but so deep within us. One of the ways to get to that eye of the intellect within our heart, which certainly just wants to cling to the Most High, which you can read about that, more of that as well, in chapter 27, verse 8 in Psalms by the sweet singer of King David. To know this, blessed souls, to know what we are hardwired, configured to a higher grid, we need not be disturbed by the what's going on in the world. Certainly we have to be sensitive to the needs of this world and the inhabitants of this world, but also in this, we can take a couple minutes every day, how much more so a half hour every day, to chant out Psalms. So we're going to pick up now from chapter 10, verse 11, as we're talking about a wicked person who does not think that the Most High is watching his or her actions. So let's go into it now. Actually, we'll go to chapter 10, verse 10. Yidke Yashoach Nofal Ba'atsumov Chel Koim. He crouches and stoops, then the helpless fall prey to his might. We're talking about the wicked person now. Omar Belibo Shochach El Histir Ponov Bal Ro'o Dunetzach. He says in his heart, and that's a wicked heart, the Most High is forgotten. He conceals his countenance. He will never see. So what does the psalmist King David say? Na'im Zmirat Yisrael respond with, Kuma Adonoi El Neso Yodecha Al Tishkach Anovim. Arise, O Creator, O God, lift your hand. Do not forget the lowly. Ame Ni'etz Rasha Elohim Omar Belibo Lo Tidrosh. Why does the wicked man scorn the Most High? Because he says in his heart, you do not avenge. Ra'ito ki ato omal v'cha'as tabit dosed yodecha olecha ya'azov chelecho yatom Ato hoito ozer. Indeed you do see, for you behold the mischief and vexation. To recompense is in your power, as King David cries out to the Most High. The helpless place their trust in you. You have always helped the orphan. Shavur zroa rasha v'ro tidrosh risho val timso. Break the strength of the wicked, then search for the wickedness of the evil one, and you will not find it. Adonoi Melech Olam Voed Avdu Goyim Me'artso. The Most High reigns for all eternity. The nations have vanished from his land. Ta'avat Anovim Shamato Adonoi Tochin Libom Takshiv Oznecho. Most High, you have heard the desire of the humble. Direct their hearts. Let your ear listen to it. Last verse, blessed souls, Lishpot Yatom V'doch Bal Yosef Od La'arot Enosh Min Ha'aretz. concluding with his last words, Blessed Souls, chapter 10, verse 18, to bring justice to the orphaned and the downtrodden, so that the wicked shall no longer crush the frail of the earth. I just want to mention now, Blessed Souls, where it says in verse 16, chapter 10, verse 16, so those who hate the people of Israel and the people of all the peoples, the blessed children of Noah, which is the Most High reigns eternally, the nations have vanished from him, his land, referring to the land of Israel. We have to understand, blessed souls, Israel, the land of Israel, the physical, the spiritual land of Israel is not no other land. It is consecrated just like the mind is consecrated over the rest of the body. We're not talking about the people, but the land. The land has an intrinsic blessing within it that you can read about in Genesis and all the other books of Tanakh. The blessings have been vested in that land. And the actualization of those blessings is according to the fact that the children of Israel and the children of Noah will live according to the teachings of Torah, the eternal instructions of Torah. And it's not just with blood and destruction and some people want to make the Mashiach, the Lion of Judah, Arisha Yehuda, like some sort of distorted combination of Rambo and John Wayne on D-Day. No. He's a Sar Shalom. He's a Prince of Peace to bring out the Torah Chadasha Mi'itotetze, new instructions of Torah that we are waiting in these days for, blessed souls. So this is Don Zizekubin signing off on the 45th class of Soul Class. Something to meditate, to end the hate and upratchet the love. And it is not hatred to chant down the wickedness of the wicked, but rather it is to arouse them to come back to righteousness. In potential, every human being can have a thorough and a bona fide and a meaningful relationship with the Most High through accessing the divine image. And what I place before your humble ears, minds, souls, and hearts, blessed souls, today is chanting up psalms to reveal the kingdom of the Most High and end the illusion, delusion, confusion, and the unnecessary hatred and jealousy and needless competition that exists, unfortunately, among the children of men today. We end off with a great song that I heard via accessing Facebook friend Joshua Dan. This is a song by Naftali. It's called Separation. Let us separate ourselves from evil, blessed souls. Remember, E-V-I-L. If you invert evil, you have L-I-V-E. Those who live don't have time to be evil. Lahamshich, to be continued. B'darchi naom, darchi shalom. In a peaceful and pleasant way, blessed souls. B'ruch Hashem Yisparech. Take care.